Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Take a guess at how many UNC athletic teams are still competing on graduation weekend. All of them. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. If you follow Olympic sports at Carolina, and thousands of fans do, you need a flowchart and some Advil to figure out which teams and athletes are playing where and when. Besides the top-ranked Tar Heel baseballers crucial weekend series at Georgia Tech, there is almost too much to figure out, including how three seniors on that team are going to attend commencement Sunday morning and then get back to Atlanta for the 1 p.m. first pitch. Does the Concorde still fly? They must be having a separate graduation for athletes because a lot of them are in action Sunday, like the number 3-seeded women's lacrosse team in its 9th straight NCAA tournament, playing the winner of Friday's High Point Loyola match. At least it's here, but those seniors must be carrying their sticks under their gowns. The men's NCAA lacrosse champs and number 5 NCAA seed face Lehigh Saturday, also in Chapel Hill, so those Tar Heel seniors can graduate without a conflict. No way they lose that game unless C.J. McCollum, who hung 30 on Duke in the 2012 NCAA upset of the year, at least with Tar Heel Nation, also plays lacrosse for the Mountain Hawks. Don't think so. Both the men's and women's golf teams are in their NCAA regional tourneys, the men out in Tempe, Arizona, and the women at Auburn University, where I hope the smell of synthetic marijuana that half the Auburn football team uses isn't wafting through the air. Trust me. Playing golf stoned is no fun. Our women's tennis team is enjoying its 9th straight trip to the NCAA tournament under coach Brian Kalbas, and we all know how the indoor national champion Tar Heels did this season. Question is, can they win it all outdoors as well, beginning their regional here on Friday and Saturday? Hope the senior ladies love their way right into the graduation ceremony Sunday. The men did not make the NCAA tourney, but Hesben Hess-Olsen earned an individual bid, UNC's 5th straight and 19 in Coach Sam Paul's career. I'm about out of time, but the softball, rowing, and track and field teams are all competing somewhere this weekend. I think softball and rowing are at ACC tournaments at Florida State and Clemson, but if you look it up and can figure out where the track and field men and women are doing and where they're doing it, please get back to me. I'm sure their coaches know, which is really all that matters. This is Archansky. See ya.